Riley, and I'm calling you not from the mountain tonight, but I've been traveling a bit. Last time I was in Florida with Greg when we were able to share a reflection with you, and prior to that I was out in New Mexico, and today, if you've seen these pictures, I've been thinking about you and praying Lenten scriptures with you through a beautiful afternoon here in Sonoma. And I sat late into the night, so as the sun set after that photo, I just sat soaking in the night and the paradox of Lenten scriptures. I mean, here we are. It's a season of repentance and truly a time of fasting. And that's a serious task, I think, something that we want to literally throw ourselves into. I don't mean it in one sense, but another I do. Our very selves want to open up to the task of fasting, and how can we do that? Well, this Sunday, Jesus is literally driven himself out into the desert by the Spirit. And there we hear after John is arrested that Jesus came to Galilee and proclaimed the gospel of the Lord. And simply, this passage closes on a very short gospel for this first Sunday of Lent from Mark 1, 12 through 15, with this great proclamation. It is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. I wonder with you tonight, or this afternoon, or maybe this morning, as you pick this up, but it's nighttime for me, if we might not know that a light is breaking in on us from the scripture passage, because repentance and fasting can sound dark. But maybe now we're supposed to repent from darkness in our life, from things that have us turn in or away, and fast from darkness itself and open our hearts to the banquet of light. For the line of fulfillment, the kingdom of God, is much like Isaiah when he talks about banquets. The promise, the revelation of God, the coming is really going to be that. In the first reading for Sunday, the first Sunday of Lent, we hear from Genesis about Noah. And indeed, the fulfillment of the covenant of God is promised by a dove showing up with an olive branch in its mouth. And the promise of God, that covenant is here. The fullness is here for people. That God, in fact, God holds back, repents. What might I hold back from? Well, just 2 days ago, the gospel on Friday was asking me to believe with you from Matthew 9:14-15, that Jesus' disciples do not fast. I mean, the Pharisees and scribes are upset, but your disciples do not fast, they say. And then Jesus answers them by saying, can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? Here, right away at the beginning of Lent, is the promise. How can I give up anything or step aside but that God steps in? God is fullness and presence, indeed, again, is a banquet feast, a meal for us in the desert of our own lives, in the desert of the world today, so that as I fast, I might feed others. I remember my mother using the word, I feel famished, or are you famished? And at times we feel that way. And yet God is overwhelming food for us right now. The logic doesn't seem to be in this, but the logos is the deeper sense of meaning, that which is God's mercy, and in our memory, God's own memory, our memory of Jesus Christ as banquet, as food for us, those of us who celebrate and come to the Eucharist with one another. And that if that's not enough, between Friday's reading about why do your disciples not fast, and then Jesus driven into the desert telling us then fulfillment has come, Luke's gospel on Saturday, a quiet day between those days, Luke 5:27-32, he calls Levi, follow me. Levi leaves everything. Then Levi, we hear, gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors, here they come again, and others were at table with them. And again, the Pharisees and scribes, we could say, gee, those of us who get organized, too organized, and uptight religion or other ways of thinking or organizing, complained to Jesus, the disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus says it to us simply now, at the beginning of our Lenten season, possibly, wherever you are, a sunset or a cloudy day, or when I sat with you, even into the darkness of night, Jesus says, those who are healthy do not need a physician, but those the sick do. And I've come not to call the righteous, but to repentance. The sinners he invites, the hungry. He is a banquet. The food. We might be famished. Certainly others are in our world, and they're not distant from us. The ones who need our mercy, our care, our compassion this day, our forgiveness, our very friendship. There's not a logic in the reading. There's a logos, or there's a deeper logic, we might say today. And that which organizes us, it isn't always out around us, but it is our own internal practices with a God who rises up in our midst. Sunset here in this valley in California, but it rises in your hearts and minds now as you and I risk believing that if we too are driven into the desert of this Lent, a new springtime will arise. And we'll be able to, with Jesus in us and walking a path with Jesus, tell others that the fulfillment of God is at hand. It comes from a practice. From soaking up right now and drinking in God's presence, as we do when we share time in these reflections, and then going to a hungry world. From our quiet places, our own banquets with the Lord who breaks bread with us individually and together. To those who are famished, we feed them. We bring them meaning and mercy in the memory of Jesus Christ. A Lenten peace to you, my friend, and may these days be ironically rich ones. May the sun shine upon you wherever you be spending this spring, this Lenten day.